This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Today, in a Wisconsin court, a liberal watchdog group that's filed lawsuits over a Republican-led investigation of false claims of fraud in the 2020 presidential election in the state says it will keep pushing for more records of the probe. That's even though last Friday, Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss fired former state Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman as head of the investigation and closed what was known as the Office of Special Counsel. Heather Sawyer is executive director of Washington, D.C.-based American Oversight. She says Voss, or Gableman, need to release more records from the investigation, which has cost state taxpayers more than $1 million.
You know, I think what we haven't seen is the full extent of the communications between some of the individuals that were enlisted to work on the investigation, who were people who were highly partisan, who had been involved in other contexts, and, for example, representing former President Trump in some of his own challenges to the Wisconsin election.
Sawyer says it isn't clear that earlier records ordered released in the case came from Voss or Gableman doing a comprehensive search.
Whether or not the contempt order that was issued, showing that there had not been an adequate effort to find records, to run adequate searches, whether or not that has now been cured. You know, it's our position that steps still need to be taken.
Dane County Circuit Judge Frank Remington could issue additional rulings during a hearing this morning. Earlier this month, released records obtained by American Oversight showed that 2 weeks after Gableman told state lawmakers in March that they should consider decertifying the 2020 election won by Democrat Joe Biden in Wisconsin, that Gableman told Voss in a private memo that such a move would be a practical impossibility. Voss's office did not respond to our request for comment for this story. In a press release Friday, Voss urged electing a Republican governor who won't veto GOP bills changing election laws. Democrat Tony Evers says the bills he's vetoed would have made it harder to vote. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.